Whoa, what a massive 2 years.
You thought I was going to say week.
Today, we say goodbye to Christy. She's one girl who isn't afraid to tell it like it is, and it's why we love her. 2 years ago, she started on Star FM with Ben.
Wake up, Aubrey with Donna.
It was love at first sight, or should we say fart at first sight.
Now that you have broken the ice with the first fart.
Broke more than the ice. I think I broke the chair I was sitting on.
Christy's never one to be taken by surprise, but Ben got her, surprising her with strippers on air for her birthday.
Well, here come the boys. Oh. Just get out of the way. One of them's just ripped open the vest. She's slapping the bottom.
We got to know Christy, and we also got to know her other half, Zane. He's a bit of all right. But it didn't take too long for Zane to be tested on how well he knows Christy.
Behind each other's backs, we called Mel, we called Zane. We wanted to find out how well we knew them.
Okay.
I said, what's Christy's biggest insecurity? Zane was quick to answer this one.
There's two major ones. My curvy spine, yep. Or my small boobs.
It's twist in her spine.
Christy's dad, Tim, is no stranger on air either, holding the honesty stick and telling Christy there's one common denominator with Christy's housemates why they move out.
I was looking for a bit of sympathy recently and I was talking to my family. My dad was one of those people and I was telling him how many different housemates I've had over the last few years and how I'm on the search for another one. And to retell that story that snapped me right back to reality was Dad. Morning, Dad.
Morning, Christy.
Now, what's a go, Timmy? What did you tell her?
Well, I said there's a common denominator, isn't there, when people are moving out.
So, which is what?
Which is you, Christy, obviously.
What are you trying to say?
Well, you must be hard to live with. I'm coming
home. Christy can talk. Yeah, because we don't know that. She can rub shoulders with some of the biggest stars, like Elmo, even upsetting the little fella.
Do you do the waterfall off the top of the playground, where you do the flip off the top?
Elmo's never done that before, but that doesn't sound very
safe. Speaking of safety.
This conversation is about safety.
Christy took on Kyle Sanderland's one-on-one about Kim Kardashian.
Golden microphone is on.
Finally, Kim Kardashian. Talent?
100%. Have you not seen the porn video?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
I was not that impressed by it. I didn't really think she was that talented.
It was the dialogue at the start from the bloke that sort of threw me.
Yeah, hang on. I'm wondering, Christy, like, you've seen the video, you don't think she's got talent?
I didn't think it was all that great. I thought it was a bit staged. It was a bit Paris Hilton for me.
Okay.
You'll never know, Kyle.
This is one area she won't talk about, Kyle, but you can, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, if you think that's no good, then I can only... The mind's boggling now.
She even got deep and personal with Ricky Lee.
I thought when you break up, like we've seen on The Bachelor, like Sam gets to keep the Bachelor engagement ring. Isn't that the rule that if you break up, the girl gets to keep the engagement ring?
It's your audio producer, Reese, here. Let me answer this question for Ricky Lee.
Why are you guys still talking about The Bachelor? Honestly, I just can't even.
Bam!
I know, right?
Bam!
Bam!
Rue revealed what she did with her ex's engagement ring.
I chucked it in like a box somewhere. It was just away.
Yeah.
And we were moving house and then I was like, oh, look, this is so funny. And I pulled it out. And so my fiance and his mum went and sold the ring. Then we all went out and got...
And she let loose some rhymes with Justice Crew.
Like, are you ready to bring it?
All right.
Okay.
All right, now.
Hold up. Hold up. Give me a second.
No. No time to think. No time to jot anything down, man. We've got to actually test how good you are.
Straight off the dome. The top of my dome. Let's go.
All right. Do you want us to kick it or do you want to kick it?
You kick it.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready, Christy?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, you sucker MCs ain't got nothing on me. From a grace to my last, can't touch Kevin G, I'm a mathlete. I'm a nerd, that's the word, so forget what you heard. Shaking out, stir. My name is Kevin Paul. Everything's quiet when I sneak into your doll. Making love to a woman on the bathroom floor. I don't play like Shaggy, you know it's me. Because next time you see her, she'll be like, oh, Kevin G.
It's been a big 2 years on air across the border for our Christy. Numerous parking fines, red light camera tickets, terrible parking, terrible driving, among a long list of other things which I don't have time to list. She's laughed, she's cried, she's snorted, she's farted, and she's ran late more times than she was early, but hey, we love her. Christy Mercer, a force to be reckoned with. and we're going to miss her. It's been quite the ride, and we've loved every minute of it. But as they say, good things must come to an end. And I've got to stop talking so Christy can go and move her car before she gets another parking ticket. From everyone at Star FM, and everyone across the border, all of your housemates across the years, and your current and favourite co-host, me, all the best and good luck.
Good luck.
Remember the name, Christy Mercer. She's going to be famous one day.
Star FM.